I can't win with Adam.
You cannot. I told you you're not going to win.
Yeah, but you're just being arrogant. You're not being
arrogant. You have no freaking room to talk.
You're both being arrogant. What the shit? Hello?
Shots. Here's a situation. Serious.
Mrs. O'Dwyer was abducted.
She is my everything, and those savages have got her. God knows what they're doing to her. Every second that we delay.
You know who did this?
I don't have a name.
How many of them do you think there are?
It won't matter. You have no chance against any number of them.
I'm coming with you.
No, I need you here.
And this is what a backup's for, to help an emergency, not stay back. I'm coming.
We're making a 5-day journey in 3 days, riding along and sleeping the bare minimum.
I don't know what's west of here. No cattle trailer, anything else goes in that direction.
If our horses die before we get there, or we go into hostile territory, weak and foggy with exhaustion, we won't rescue anybody.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Three Amigos Movie Reviewed Podcast. We're back here. We're joined with I'm Chris.
I'm Adam.
I'm Sean.
And we all remember how weird Adam is. And
spooky.
It is spooky, because we're in the month of October, and that means we got a month-long event of horror movies.
Horror movies.
Horror. yeah. So today we are going to be reviewing the 2015. I could probably say like this is gonna be like a future classic, but we are reviewing Bone Tomahawk. So this movie, like I said, was released in 2015. It was directed by the creative and most brilliant S. Craig Zahler. You guys might remember earlier in the beginning when we started this podcast, we did a movie. I think it might have been our first episode ever that we did for this show. We reviewed... Brawl in Cell Block 99, and that was also directed by S. Craig Zahler. He doesn't have like a ton of movies, a big selection of movies that he's done, but the few that he's done are like
yeah, they're all quality,
serious, top notch, top shelf, dude. What else has he done?
Cell Block. What's the Dragged Across Concrete.
Dragged Across Concrete. Yeah, you guys definitely want to check that out. I recommended it back in that previous episode. I know he did some like TV work, I think.
Oh, really?
Like, I think he did like a little bit of writing for some TV series. I can't remember exactly what he worked on in the past. But yeah, I'm really excited to see like what he can accomplish, you know, with a big budget, because all his movies have been like really small budget.
Yeah, like what, under 5 mil?
Yeah, like I think Brawl and Cell Block was it had to have been like 5 or 6 million or something like that.
Sure.
And this movie, the movie budget was only $1.8 million. Like, crazy. Can you believe that? I mean, it didn't get like any advertising at all, but so that's the kind of the bad side about it, about not having a big budget, you know?
Yeah, but still.
It's insane to me that it didn't. Like, I can't even believe no production companies or, you know, studios would push this film for a theatrical release.
I mean, it only came out in the theaters for, like, about a month. And then
did it really?
Yeah, and then it went straight to DVD.
That's insane, man. Such a freaking amazing movie.
You guys want to know how much they pulled in at the box office?
No, nothing. Man.
I'm assuming nothing.
481,000.
That's it?
That's it, man.
Fuck!
Well, I'm sure the DVD sales made up for it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So
that's insane to me.
I know, it's ridiculous, man. Especially for a cast like this star-studded, you know? It's a damn shame.
Well, it did get, according to Wiki, like, it got Best Director and Critics Award at the SitGees. I don't know if I'm pronouncing.
Yeah, those fucking awards that nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. It blows. All right. So let's talk about the cast a little bit. Or you know what? Let me do the summary.
Yeah.
Did you write a summary, Adam?
No.
Of course not. This is Adam's pick, by the way. So he should have done his homework and...
I did... fuck. Okay.
That's okay. I did...
I'm sorry.
I did my due diligence. So, yeah. In a small town of Bright Hope, a new and unexpected terror has arrived. An old sheriff, accompanied by a cowboy, a gunslinger, and a deputy, embark on a journey to save a small group kidnapped by troglodytes. I tried to get that as spoiler-free as I could get it. I know I kind of gave away the fucking... I mean, who the fuck knows what a troglodyte is, you know?
Yeah, true.
You ask the fucking, like...
intelligent people.
That's true. I guess we're just a bunch of retards around here.
Yeah.
Bunch of smooth brains.
Anyways.
All right, so let's go into the cast a little bit.
All
right. I'm going to name off the major cast, and then we'll go in. We'll, like, kind of talk about them a little bit one by one.
Okay.
All right, so we have Kurt Russell as Sheriff Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
We have Patrick Wilson as Arthur O'Dwyer. We have Matthew Fox as John Bruder. Richard Jenkins as Chicory. I'm not sure about his full actual name. I know they call him Chicory, but I'm not sure. I can't remember what his actual name was.
Yeah. I can't remember his damn last name.
Yeah. And then we have Lily Simmons as Samantha O'Dwyer.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, some another, like, few, like, honorable mentions in this movie that... should probably get, like, a little bit of, like, limelight, you know, because they did so well in this movie. And they're, like, names that you come across in his other movies, too.
David Arquette?
David Arquette did really well. He didn't show up in any of the other movies, but, yeah, he did so, so well in this movie.
And then, what's his name, too? Sig?
What was his name? Sid?
Sid Haig?
Yeah.
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 And I'm also, not sure if and I'm also Fred it. Fred Melamed is in this movie too.
Yeah,
he was the barista at the at the Learned Goat.
Oh shit! Okay. Yeah,
I'm like he came out in he was also in Dragged Across Concrete.
Hell yeah!
So Kurt Russell, what do we need to say about this dude that hasn't been said already? You know,
I know,
fucking amazing.
Well, say name some movies that he's been in.
Well, I mean, my favorite is The Thing.
The Thing,
yeah,
of course, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my god, the second one.
Yeah, the same.
Such trash, dude.
Best it's movies amazing. Ever done, dude. Amazing. Best movies.
All ever right, done. Let's name some real fucking movies that he's been into. Tombstone.
Escape from New York.
Escape from New York. Yeah. Hell yeah, of course. Yeah.
Escape from LA, dude.
Isn't that the sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just quiet after
silence.
Yeah, like he is like one of the biggest names in Hollywood. You know, he's nothing short of brilliant. You know, like as far as his look goes, his acting, you know, his dedication to his roles, like he's just spectacular in almost everything he does.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of his character though in this movie?
I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, he's that, like, his character is like that true blue, always does the honorable thing.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
And I like how he doesn't really, without diving too much into the movie now, he treats the old man with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's, you know, you can tell he's like a guy that's, like, seen a lot of shit in his days, you know?
Yeah.
And he's come across, like, all sorts of, like people in his life from all walks of life, and he like knows who deserve respect and who's like needs to be like kind of given like a hard treatment, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, like his, yeah, his, yeah, I'll leave his character like to, like we can dive a little bit more into it, like in, later in
to the
episode. We also got Patrick Wilson as Arthur O'Dryer. Like, what did you guys think of him?
I thought he was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really did.
I know, like, coming into this movie, like, I only, like, remember him from, like, Insidious movies.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
Conjuring.
Yeah, he's, like, so he's, like, has his foot, like, set in, like, the horror genre.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, made an imprint, and he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, do you, like... Do you guys debate with yourselves, like, whether this movie could be considered genre at all? Or, like, do you think it's, like, do you think it's more of, like, a suspense than horror?
I totally think if it's, I think it hits all the marks of horror.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, most people, when they think horror, there's a supernatural aspect that is thrown into it. And I could see how that would throw people off on this film.
Yeah,
and it's... why we see, say it's, you know, saying it's horror when it doesn't check that one mark.
I mean, there are, like, a lot of subgenres of, like, horror.
Yeah.
So we have to recognize that. And I hope the audience kind of realizes that going into this movie.
Yeah.
That you're not going to see, like, a huge, like, alien creature... No. You're not going to see, like, ghosts or apparitions.
No.
There's not going to be any demons or anything, you know, like, going on in this movie.
I know.
But it's definitely, like, put its mark on the horror genre for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we also have Matthew Fox as John Bruder.
Mm-hmm.
That dude. Fucking, hey, give that dude an Emmy.
I know, man. Like, I'm not sure.
All of them, really.
Do you guys,
all of them deserve it.
Do you guys know, like, what other movies he's done?
I don't know movies. I just know he was in Lost.
Oh, my God.
No.
That wasn't Matthew Fox. That was...
Isn't that Matthew Fox?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that he wasn't Lost. Okay. Yeah, for sure. But he wasn't in Sicario. He wasn't the helper of Josh Brolin. His, like, little, like, glass four eyes wearing nerd that
fuck, I don't remember.
What movie?
Sicario?
No.
He wasn't in that one?
No. Not according to this.
Okay, I can't remember who the fuck I'm thinking
he,
of.
But... He did a lot of TV.
Okay.
And some films.
Okay. So he's not the biggest name in Hollywood, but in this movie he like really shined.
Oh fuck, man. Just the mannerisms in his acting, just like
yeah. Mm-hmm. He definitely had the voice down. He had, like you said, his mannerisms. Just his whole attire, too. The costume design in this movie is, like, spectacular, man. All right, Richard Jenkins. Like, we all love Richard Jenkins.
I think he stole the show, man.
Really? You think he stood out more than the rest of them?
Yep.
Really?
Down.
Holy shit, man. That's hard to pull off, too. Like, especially with the movie with Kurt Russell in it.
Yeah, I know. With all of them. It sucks, because, like... Well, to me, he stole in the show, like, in the way of the mannerisms, his acting, just, you know, all of it, you know, just...
Yeah, his, like, quirks and shit as, like, an old man.
Yeah. Like, fucking goddamn.
Like, there's, like, so much development for his character, too, man.
Yeah, it just... Yeah, the way he acted just... It built that character.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I don't know if you guys want to go into, like, Lily Simmons as Samantha O'Dwyer. She really didn't have, like, the biggest role.
Yeah, it sucks, but, yeah.
I know. Like, I mean, obviously, they put her in there because she's supposed to be, like, the hot, like, attractive, like, part in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, she is hot, like, but as far as her acting goes, like, you know, she did her job.
Yeah. Her small part, she executed well.
Yeah, I would say it's well. I wouldn't say it's, like, amazing, you know? Like, I think, like, her part is, like, interchangeable with, like, anybody else. Like, she didn't really stand out as an actor, like, portraying this role.
I would say she made her character seem pretty intelligent to me. Like, she didn't
I mean, that's credit to the writing, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's hard with such little work in there.
Yeah. For her.
Yeah. Like, it didn't really give her a chance to shine.
I know.
So.
Okay.
I'll take it. She did great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, like, say she did bad. So, like, she definitely did her part. And it kept the train rolling, you know, like, as far as this movie, like, goes, you know. It's, All right. So, I think if you guys are cool with it, I think we're going to go into, like, our best lines and worst lines and best scenes and worst scenes.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Adam, do you want to go first as for best line?
Fuck, dude. Honestly, I had such hard time picking out.
You wrote down like a lot of them, or?
Yeah. God damn it.
Come on, dude. Just.
I know. I'm just trying to pick one.
Narrow it down, bro.
I can't even. It's like between like it's like one of the funny lines of Chicory when he's getting yelled at by God damn it, Patrick. Arthur. And then he's like, God damn it, I can't even remember the quote now.
You didn't write it down?
No. Oh my God. I ran out on my fucking piece of paper and I'm like, I didn't even write it down.
Oh my God. What scene was it?
It was when Arthur started yelling at him about taking the tincture. He's like, he got yelled at and he's like, it's okay, you know.
Yeah, my wife used to call me a dumb imbecile.
Yeah, he called me an imbecile and it's like, felt kind of nice.
Yeah.
Just crazy shit like that just makes, you know, it just adds the depth to his character building.
Yeah.
And just him fucking.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Oh, man.
I love that. I love the fact that, like, they give him, like, scenes where he goes, like, I think it's more than once, too, that he goes over to, like, put flowers down for his deceased wife.
Yeah. And,
like,
oh, yeah.
That just adds so much, like, character development for the story, you know, like, for his character. It's so awesome to see that every character in this movie, or at least every major character, got, like, some form of, like, character development.
Yeah.
All right, what's your worst line?
I legit could not find one.
You know what? I'm going to give you a pass on that one because I didn't even have a worst line either.
Yeah,
I pretty much didn't have one either.
You didn't have one either? All right.
I kind of have a worst, not line, but just kind of...
Scene?
I guess scene or just idea in the movie, but it's not even like...
All right, we'll leave it for the worst scene.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we might as well, like, Sean, you want to give us your best line then?
Well, like Adam, I had a lot that I would want to choose.
Yeah.
But some that stood out to me was what was his character's name? Matthew Fox.
Yeah.
Bruder.
Yeah, Bruder. When he was talking about killing all the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
And then the one Native American was like, oh, well, that's quite the boast.
Yeah.
And he's like, not a boast, but just fact.
Yeah.
Just the way he says it, it's just like...
Yeah, man. My favorite line is in that same scene, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, my favorite line is in that same scene. And it's just before that, though. It's where they barely, like, go into the learned goat.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's barely starting to walk in. And then the horse owner... Like, he comes in, like, asking the sheriff about his horses. Mm-hmm. And then Kurt Russell responds with, quiet! Ask about horses again and I'll slap you red.
Dude, such a good line.
I'm like, oh, man, that's such a good response, you know? Given, like, the scene, like, the tension, you know, that's been brought up, you know, because of the situation. I'll go into it a little bit later too, like, because that whole scene is just spectacular to me. All right, let's do best scenes though, speaking of.
Okay.
Adam, do you have a best scene?
Fuck, dude. I like the whole movie. Like,
yeah. I know, like, for everybody
that
is not going to realize it now, we're just going to be gushing over this fucking movie the entire time.
I know. Best scene.
I'm like torn between I would say one that just continually sticks out for me is probably, you guys won't think so, but it's when Chicory literally in the beginning of the film comes into Kurt Russell to see him and tell him what he saw about David Arquette.
Oh yeah,
like that scene, just like, and it's just based mainly because of the mannerisms, and it was just like an immediate character building of Chicory, and it was just awesome. Like
yeah, there's like a lot of
his dialogue just was fucking on point.
But the like chemistry between them, you know, like it was like so like it just clicked on screen, you know, like you can tell that Kurt Russell was almost getting a little bit annoyed and shit by the little like how do you say it, like, you know, just the way that Chicory like responds to the sheriff by asking like so many questions. Like,
oh yeah,
like why does this taste like corn? You know, like, no,
like, when he came in and he said like, oh, that smells terrible. He's like, it's soup. Like,
I know. And you can tell, like, Kurt Russell, the way he responds, he says, like, he takes a sigh before he responds. He's all like,
he's all like, tired of dealing
yeah.
with it. It's just fucking good, man. That whole fucking scene is just amazing.
Oh, man. I wonder if, like, S. Craig Zoller, like, directed every little bit of that scene, or if they just let, you know, the actors kind of like play their own, like in their minds, you know, like how they wanted to like portray those characters.
Yeah,
because man, like, you got to give it to S. Craig Zoller for his direction in his movies, but I think the way he like picks out his cast, like
he knows who to pick.
Yeah, like especially in this movie, I mean, you got to rely like heavily on like these experienced actors, you know, to kind of like carry a lot of the weight.
Yeah.
And they just did so well with every scene, almost every scene in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, John, you want to give us your best scene?
There's so many, but even though like I'm a gore fan, like I love gory movies.
Yeah.
So I can't even pick any of those scenes. When, like, probably my favorite scene is, like, a really simple scene, but I don't know. I just, like, I love the little things it adds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the same with the piano player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
When he wants to buy the song, and he's telling him, like, why is 3 songs cost a dime when 1 song costs 3 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, well, like,
shouldn't the price of the song get cheaper as you order more?
Yeah, he's like, well, I get more tired as I play more songs. And then when he flips the sign and says, like, 1 drink starting fee, and he's like, I'll have a whiskey.
Yeah. it was just so fucking perfect, dude.
And that look on John Bruder's face, like, he's all like, come on, dude. Yeah.
Even the piano player, just the way he fucking acted that scene, fucking perfect, dude. He just sprout out to life fucking once he fucking...
I know, I love the way he springs in action. I know the sound of Lady Liberty.
Oh, that was one of the best lines I had.
Yeah.
But I was like...
I know.
Oh, so man.
Good. I just like, it's such a little scene, but it just...
So, but even well, like as that scene continues, when David Arquette like kind of like pops into the scene,
because
then it like it switches over back to Kurt Russell and Richard Jenkins, like right after that, like after he pops in.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can tell, like because like as soon as like he walks in, Matthew Fox, he like takes one look at him. And you can tell he's kind of like got an eye for like bad characters, you know,
yeah.
Like he's kind of staring them down like. Oh, like, I know this motherfucker's, like, up to no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even, like, after the sheriff and Chicory, like, walk into the saloon, Kurt Russell, he, like, looks around and he sees John Bruder off in the corner. And John Bruder, like, with his head, he, like, kind of, like, points him into the direction. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
No, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, it's little things like that, you know, that make this movie great. Yeah, my best scene, we already talked about it. It was the scene. It was the meeting at the Learned Goat, like when they're gonna talk about the rescue.
Okay.
But everything in that scene is like so perfectly like orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as soon as he walks in, you know, you got like so many characters in so many different moods. There's like a whole like array of like characters too. You know, like you got like the mayor and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Native American professor. You got the barista. You got John Bruder, the gunslinger. You got the sheriff and his deputy. You got, what's it called? The helper for the barista.
The guy pissed about his horses.
Shit, man. Like, I can't even name, like, on two hands how many characters. And they all got different levels of moods, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them are cool-headed. A lot of them are angry. Yeah. Like, some of them are frustrated.
Sounds like a murder mystery.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Fucking awesome.
I mean, it was just, it was so perfect, man. Like, you couldn't ask for a better scene in a movie, you know? All right, so enough about, you know, like all the love and, you know, love fest about this movie. We got to like actually like do some criticizing here. So we're going to talk about our worst scenes.
I don't have one.
Are you serious? You didn't even pick a worst scene?
I legit didn't. I thought every scene was important. I don't know what to tell you. I thought this fucking whole thing was pretty perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you guys can dissuade me, so
yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right. Hopefully I can knock you down a couple pegs. All right,
do it.
Do you want to go first or should I?
Well, mine's so little, it's like not even a big deal.
Yeah, mine's not really that big of a deal either.
Already failed, guys. Can't change my mind.
Well, for me, like, my worst scene was the sex scene.
Okay, I could see that.
I'm like, for me, it was like,
it wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary, and also the way that, it was a small part in the sex scene, but the way that Patrick Wilson, like, puts his hands on Lily Simmons' breasts, like, it just didn't seem natural. You know, he's all like, I forgot to put my hands there, like, so he's just, like, quickly puts them up there, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it just
Maybe he's just bad.
I know. What if he's not great, dude?
Yeah, maybe he's gay.
Maybe.
I think he's actually married. All right, Sean, what was your worst scene?
It wasn't even like a full scene, but I guess, and this is really nitpicking, like it doesn't even bother me. But I would say the only thing I could see is sometimes they make the old man, like, too stupid.
Yeah. I could see that.
Just at times.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just, like, with the corn, like, when he's talking about the soup. I mean, he's like, wow, this tastes corny. He goes, oh, it's corn chowder.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, like,
Come on, he could have put that together. Like,
yeah.
He didn't need somebody to help him out with it.
But, I mean, that is really, it's really nitpicking. Like, it doesn't bother me still.
Yeah.
I know. Like, it was, because I get what the director wanted for his character. Like, I guess he just could have done it, like, a little bit differently, you know, to, like, accomplish that goal.
Yeah.
So,
to the director, I think you did a fantastic job with that character.
So, you're going to rate this just a perfect 10?
This is, like, a 10 for me, dude.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Well, tell me. You guys keep throwing this shit at me, and I see nothing wrong with it.
Well, I still got a few more things for this, so hopefully I can knock you down a little bit.
You haven't done shit so
far. Because it's not a perfect movie, man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right, so we got that out of the way, so I think it's time for us to go into the deep dive.
Okay.
Really get into the nitty gritty, get into the guts a little bit.
Dive in deep.
Ooh, daddy.
Let's scramble these guts.
Time to go cave diving.
Yep.
Cave explorer.
All right, let's.
Yeah, let's stay on topic. Let's not get R rated for our audience.
This movie is rated R, by the way.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You guys know.
All right, so I just want to start off by saying that, you know, from the beginning of this movie, there is just such like amazing chemistry between almost every character we see on screen.
Characters, like, yeah. Details, yeah. Scenery details.
Well, I mean, that was one of the complaints I had.
What?
That,
sir.
There's like almost like no like actual like beautiful scenic shot. There, I think that's kind of what hurt the budget. Like why they filmed where they filmed is because they didn't have a budget to like go like across like because they filmed in the desert of
California
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all you see is like, you know, barren lands, you know, you don't get any like sweet like sunset shots, you know. Like, I mean, you get some twilight scenes at the end, but it's like in a rocky mountainous area, you know, just like desert and barren, and
that is totally fine with me.
Oh my god.
I thought those scenery shots were perfect for the film and added to the dreariness of what they had to do.
I mean, I guess it's realistic, you know, yes. Because when you go out into the...
Yeah, you go out, yeah, people praise all the fucking cool shit here in Arizona, but like, you fucking walk out there, it's fucking hot and it's fucking brown. Like, are you kidding me? Isn't that... Shut up. Like, it's not good.
I don't know, because I've seen like better desert like scenic shots than what you see here.
Yeah.
So he could have done a lot better. Like, that's no excuse, you know?
I don't care.
Oh my god.
That didn't do shit for me.
Alright. What did you think of the scenery?
I could see where your point.
Yeah.
How there weren't very many, like, his filming shots were good, but just like I could see where the scenery wasn't as pretty, or there weren't like pretty shots in it.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta give it to the, you know, to the stage design, because like they did an awesome job.
Oh yeah.
With what do you call it? Like the structures and the like buildings and the homes that they put into this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, that was another like bad thing, that a mistake. Or not a mistake, but I guess a critique that for me, it's because, I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the very beginning of this movie, you see like the opening scene is like a tree with the sunlight like shining through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very next scene is, or the very next shot is...
The dude's throat getting sliced.
No, no. It's, or maybe, am I thinking about the right opening scene?
I don't think so, because the dude immediately dies.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like completely after that. after the opening scene. So like after
the whole entire opening scene.
Yeah. After the entire opening scene.
Okay.
We see like a sign for Bright Hope.
Yeah.
You guys remember that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So on that sign, it says Bright Hope, population 268.
Okay.
In this entire fucking movie, we only see like 12, maybe like 15 characters, like tops in this old movie. This fucking town did not feel at all like it had 200 plus people in this in the city. Maybe. That was a mistake.
Maybe they were all out of town.
Oh, yeah, they were all out of town. Fucking bullshit.
They were on vacation.
Maybe they all got murdered by the troglodytes.
There you go.
I don't know, man. That didn't... Because, like, to me, I think, okay. The intro... Okay. Oh, yeah. Skip the intro because yeah, it didn't play to a part. But after that scene is what? It goes straight into what scene? Like, what part told you, like, hey, there, this doesn't feel like there's 200-something people in this town?
Especially on
Have you been to a town that has 200-something people in it?
Yeah.
Who? Where?
Was it like Nothing, Arizona?
Yeah, but there's nothing and nothing.
I know, but like...
You're telling me you saw 200-something people, like you could tell there's 200-something people there.
I mean, there was people out and about. There's cars on the road.
Okay, yeah, dude. You got to think about these times. And what scene were you talking about? Like what?
Especially like the scene like when they go into the saloon, when John Bruder goes in. And it's supposed to be like a bar, like there's supposed to be people in the bar,
Yeah, late at night.
It was only like fucking like at 7 or 8 at night.
When did it establish time?
After that scene when they go back, when it shoots over to, and what's his name?
Even though the bartender established like, hey, it's a slow night, nobody's fucking coming in.
Even on a slow night, there's gonna be fucking drunks, especially in a fucking small town, small fucking frontier town. That's all there is to do in a frontier town. There is nothing else. Those bars are always fucking packed.
I disagree. Even
back in the West?
Yeah, especially in the West.
I disagree.
Where are you getting your info from, though?
I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, what do you got to do, like, on a, like...
That is not a fact, first of all.
It is, for sure.
It is not a fact.
Absolutely.
Prove it to me right now. You got
I'm telling you, like...
Look it up.
We don't got time to be looking this shit
up. Like, then don't tell it's me just that it's common sense. Oh, disagree. That's it.
Oh, my God.
I think you're full of shit.
You can tell by other movies. Like, when you go to a... Because they're... When in other movies, when they portray like small towns like this,
and those movies were shit compared to this.
I can't win with Adam.
You cannot. I told you, you're not gonna win.
Yeah, but you're just being arrogant. You're not being like
arrogant. You have no freaking room to talk.
You're both being arrogant. What the shit, Adam?
Shots. All right. Let's move on.
Okay, so. Speaking of the learned goat. Oh, fuck. There we go. All right. No, like, I just wanted to say that is the perfect, like, saloon name. Especially for a frontier, like, small town bar. Like, you couldn't have picked, like, a better, like, name for that bar. Like, I think that's probably in any movie of any, like, time in history. Like,
should it be named that or what?
Well, I just can't think of a better, like, bar name for, like, for a movie bar that's ever appeared. You know what I mean? Like, that's just that name. Like, it's just...
It's a cool name.
Man. Yeah. Like, it's something, like, you wish you could see in real life, you know? Like, if I ever had opened a bar, like, I would try and, like, find a name something similar to that.
I feel like I've seen somewhere where it's called the Learned Goat.
No way.
I swear.
Nah.
I'm going to Yelp it right now.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
All right. I also want to, like, kind of go into, like, the costume design.
Okay.
For me, I have to say that... Because what's your favorite movie with Kurt Russell? The Thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, what's your favorite movie with Kurt Russell?
Honestly, it probably would be The Thing, too.
Yeah. But when you think of Kurt Russell, what do you think of?
Probably Escape from New York.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, Tombstone.
Oh, I was going to say Overboard. What the fuck is that? You never heard of Overboard?
No.
It was that, like, 80s, like, boat movie he did. I think that was him.
Oh, my God. It's
terrible. Yeah. But anyway.
All right.
Tombstone? No, yeah. I think, like, Westerns.
Yeah, you know, like, he's...
He's got the perfect beard for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mustache, especially.
I know. And for me, this movie, I think, is probably my most favorite, like, costume design or, like, character portrayal of his, like, ever. Like, I think his look here in this movie, Bone Tomahawk, is probably even better than Tombstone. Yeah. I don't know. What did you guys think of the characters? Like, did any costume of them, like, stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, Matthew Fox, his character's costume setup stood out.
Yeah, it really did.
It suited his character.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. It kind of makes you wonder, like, what his, like, because I know, like, it says, like, he was in the war. But it makes you wonder, like, what did he do, like, after the war? You know, like, what kind of, like, business venture did he, like, kind of go into? Because he, like, dresses, like, he's, like, the most successful, like, person, like, there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems that way. You know, Chicory, like, his, like, kind of, like, he just had some, like, normal, like, everyday man's type of attire, you know? So he didn't really, like, stand out, like, a whole lot.
Yeah.
But as far, like, as... What's his name? Arthur O'Dwyer, Patrick Wilson's character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he really pulled off the cowboy look. Really? I think he could have. I think they could have done a lot better for his, like, or maybe even like recasted somebody else to, like, because when I think of a cowboy, I think of somebody like more rugged looking, you know. And he seemed like almost too clean shaven to be like a cowboy or, yeah, a herd rustler, you know, or like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he suited that because he wasn't really cowboy. I mean, he was a foreman for a lumberyard.
No, he's a cow rustler.
I thought he was a foreman. Didn't he say he was a...
No, he broke his foot, his leg, doing carpentry. But he was a...
He was a cow rustler, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember in the poem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should have seen that cow.
Yeah, you're more better looking than most cows.
Yeah.
Such a good line. Oh, I love that. like, almost in every scene, you're going to have, like, you could pick out a favorite line and, like, not go wrong with it, you know? But...
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, that's super nitpicky, like... I see that you want a rugged cowboy for every.
Like I want like cowboy scene. If I could recast his role, I think I would get Chris Pine to like play the cowboy.
Captain Kirk, Chris Pine.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman, Chris Pine.
Yeah, I know he's good looking, but I think he has the beard for it. I think he has more of the, like, lean cowboy look. I think, because you guys remember Hell or High Water? Like, his cowboy look in there? Like, I could see something like that as like, you know, like a better portrayal.
I'm not huge on Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
That was literally, like, the only film that I probably liked him in.
Oh, my God. I mean, he did really well, though, as a cowboy.
Yeah, I guess.
I agree with that, but I
thought Patrick Wilson did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he did a good job, you know. Like, I'm not going to knock him for it.
All
right. But, like, I really loved his acting in this movie. Like, he probably had the most, like, range of, like, character emotion in this movie. Like, especially when he's changing out his sleeve on his leg.
Oh, yeah. The pain.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen, like, I think maybe in one other movie I've seen, like, better, like, portrayal of, like, agonizing pain. Like, you guys remember James Franco in 128 Days?
Yeah.
Or 128 Hours.
I've never seen that. 128
Days, he would have been dead.
Just a skeleton.
But like in that movie, you see like real agonizing pain. But you got to give it to like Patrick Wilson. He did really, really well. But going back to the costume design, Lee, you got to like give it up to like S. Craig. I'm pretty sure S. Craig Zahler like came up with the design, but like for the troglodytes, like that's so original, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like where else in what other movie have you seen something like that portrayed?
Yeah, it was the shit.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like
super fantastic.
Yeah, especially like the one, like the main. They didn't have a name, huh?
Mm-mm.
The tribe.
No, they just called
they were nameless
cave dwellers.
And yeah. So the main cave dweller, the one with the tusks in his face.
Yeah,
that's so crazy, man. I'm like, I wish I could pull some shit off like that. I want tusks.
Oh man,
that's so awesome, dude.
I know, it's crazy. It just thinks like. Like, when the fuck were those things installed? Like, did they put those in when they were kids?
Yeah.
There was just so much, like just because they looked like they were meshed in with their flesh.
Oh, like the neck bone things?
Yeah. It was just fucking crazy. Yeah, super original concepts, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? I'm pretty sure that's about everybody. I just, you know, it kind of sucks that almost every ethnicity in this movie, other than whites, are kind of like portrayed in like not the best light.
Yeah,
and that kind of sucked as well.
Yeah, like it sucks because it's like it suited those times.
Yeah, it did. You know, you can't really like. I mean, I guess he was trying to be like
you know, historically accurate, you know. But I mean, I guess they did give the Native American, like, they did make him like a professor, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then the other Native Americans were like the fucking worst, like, kind of like people in the entire world, you know.
Yeah.
The Mexicans were also portrayed as like bandits or like thieves, you know. But yeah, it kind of sucked, you know, like, it's, I guess it's a throwback to like old time Western, like Golden Age Western movies, you know.
Yeah.
Like, almost in every movie, like when we reviewed, what's it called? I forget. Rio Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexicans in that movie were also like, kind of like, not really shown in the best light, you know? So yeah. Like in most like Western movies, you're not going to give like, make the Mexican like the star of the show. Or, like, the hero of the movie or anything like that, you know? So, it's, you know, I get it. But at the same time, you know, it still sucks, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, like, there's no agreeing that, you know, oh, yeah. You know, there wasn't any racism or anything. But,
yeah.
I mean, for the, it didn't feel like it was a super racist movie or anything like that. I felt like it was necessary for it, Bruder's character, yeah. Especially.
Yeah, it's kind of like, how Quentin Tarantino, like, does his, like, how he handles, like, racism in his movie or, like, stereotypes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it sucks to see on screen, but it's, like, it's more or less accurate, you know, for the times.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Anyways.
I know Sean's not good. He's super racist. So.
Oh my god. The most racist.
Alright, so there's... for people who don't know this about me, like, I love, like, camping and, like, being outdoors. So, for, like, this movie to really, like, show... I think there was, like, 3, like, scenes where they do, like, actual, like, camping in this movie.
Oh, with the fire going or camping on fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, man. Like, just seeing that on film makes me want to, like, take the hell off, you know, and, like, go out of town and, like, just, like, cold camp somewhere or, like, you know, just, what do you call it when you just, like, put down, like, a rug, you know, and sleep on the desert floor, you know?
Yeah, dude, I love doing that shit.
Hell yeah. I don't know. It looks so inviting, you know, when they're like serving up dinner or when they're like the scene when they're like praying before dinner.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking cool, man. Like, it just makes you want to like get out there with your buddies, you know, and just like kind of like, you know, reenact the scene almost, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised like you, Sean, haven't brought it up yet. But
hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the practical effects in this movie?
Yeah, like, I love how they did. There was really no CGI, huh? It was all practical.
I'm trying to think. Because I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It was all practical effects, even when they cut Kurt Russell open. And
yeah.
That was all practical.
How about when they cut off his fingers? Was that fucking practical? Or
I don't know. I'm assuming
so. I mean, I don't see.
They probably got like a fake hand, you know?
Yeah, for, yeah. That's exactly
what they really cut off his fingers.
I know!
Oh my god!
No, please!
Yeah, I think there was like zero CGI almost.
I know, and you love that about like movies when they pulled that off.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. And like, kind of bringing it back to like just the scenes with the practical effects, but just I love how with the filming too, he just had each scene like was a continuous scene. Like he did that a lot, I noticed.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like even in the Learn and Goat when everyone leaves, okay. And like it just takes its time to like everyone to like leave one by one.
Hell yeah.
And then like I even like the little things where Kurt Russell first tells Patrick Wilson about his wife getting kidnapped.
Okay.
And then, like, he just takes off for the...
yeah, he doesn't even put his boots on.
Yeah, and then Kurt also kind of just, like, casually walks to the door, closes the door, grabs his boots.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, that's so good.
But, yeah, I thought, like, all the effects and everything were really well done. Like, maybe the only thing
they could have done a little better with, like, the doll or whatever they used was the scene when he's cutting out of his throat.
Okay, yeah.
You can kind of tell where it's just, like, a plastic doll just sitting there.
And even the end scene, too, like, where Kurt Russell, like, chops off the big tusk wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can totally tell that was, like, just a dummy head.
I wonder if he likes doing that, though, because he did that in... didn't he do that in Cell Block 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, where it was just the same kind of scenario.
He, like, blows his head off, and it's just, like, pieces of plastic, like, being
torn off. I wonder if he just likes adding those little things.
Oh, yeah. You could totally tell he loves that shit.
So.
Even if it just looks a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got... I don't know. Can you knock him, like, for doing that? Like,
I don't knock him, but...
It could have been done. Like, give him an extra, like... You know, like $1 million to like put in like a little bit better effects, you know?
Yeah.
No one's going to do it.
Nah, that's true.
And I don't think he minds it. I think to him, that's his style.
More creative control, too. Yeah. Staying this way.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, like back when we were like reviewing Brawl in Cell Block 99, like David brought up the point, like, I want to see, like, he said he wanted to see, like, what this guy, S. Craig Zahler, could do with like a Hollywood sized budget, you know. But you think he would like actually go for that? Like, you think he would accept that?
Or would he want to? If he had the control, if he like, I think that's why he probably leans away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Studios don't want to give him that control.
Yeah, I could see that. That's what sucks about Hollywood, man. It's just like a lot of studios, they're just like so controlling, or the fucking producers say they want to fucking have like the most say in whatever fucking goes on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, super example is like a big name, Denis Villeneuve, or.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to film Dune 1 and 2 at the same time. Oh, and the studios said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wouldn't do it for him.
Kind of like a Lord of the Rings type of thing.
And just look how fantastic that film turned out.
Yeah.
Like, how often does that happen? So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And Villeneuve is a huge name. That dude has some weight behind his name. And they didn't give him that control.
Yeah, but they also, like... didn't they lose money on the last movie he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, I guess you gotta, like, kind of pull the reins a little bit on him, you know, like, having, like, complete control, you know, because you need, like, a perfect track record in order to fucking, like, get everything you really want, you know, like, from, like, studios and producers, you know?
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, like, look at Peter Jackson. He hasn't had a perfect track record. And he, I don't know how the hell he got pulled, you know, like pulled that off to freaking film all three films.
Yeah.
All at once.
Well, it was a risk.
Yeah.
When it happened, because New Line Cinema wasn't huge back then. They were still considered small. That was their biggest budget movie by a landslide.
God damn, really?
Yeah, so they kind of just risked.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, let's get back on track, because we're kind of, like, veering off a little bit. Yeah, there was a little bit I wanted to, like, you know, go into the music of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, especially, like, in the scene, like, it was kind of weird, because, like, if you have the Blu-ray version of this movie, like, when you pop it in and, like, you have the main screen, the scene selection screen, or the press start screen, you know?
Yeah.
It starts off with that one fucking tone where it's just like, ding, ding, ding.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, and you kind of see that in a couple times in the movie too. So there was like, I think maybe like three, maybe like four selections of music. So it wasn't like a big like track.
Not at all.
Yeah. But, like, I think they used it very well in the scenes that they...
Oh, hell yeah.
And especially, like, the scene when they're, like, finally got everything packed up.
and they're like ready to depart to like start on for the rescue.
Yeah.
When they like when they're all on their horses and they're leaving town.
And the music starts.
Yeah. And they got that like really somber, like kind of like depressing, like little like note of music that they're playing like in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I love that scene so much just because of the music, you know.
I even like how he added the scene when they first like come across the cave.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when Matthew Fox was like gonna go up ahead, he's like, "I'll throw a rock."
Yeah.
Like to signal you guys, and then that whole scene had that creepy like one note tone over it.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that. And oh then, my like, god, it was so good.
So I like how they added that kind of stuff too.
I love when they movies kind of do that to kind of like build up tension, you know. They like just like use like one like violin tone or something like, or like slowly like declines or like escalates, you know, like a little bit to kind of like build it up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Like oh man, like they did it so well in this movie too. I know it'd be super hard because I know you want to do music, Sean. But if, like, I ever, like, made a movie, like, I would want to do something similar, you know?
Oh,
not really, like, put, like, tracks of music, like, song choices. But, like, yeah. Just, like, simple, like, really, like, beats like, ominous rhythms. Tones, you know?
Yeah, that'd be the shit.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah. The only thing, like, there was another part in the movie that I really, like, gotta, like, criticize a little bit is when, Adam, this one goes.
I'm ready to go, dude.
All right, dude. Here it comes. You know when Bruder, when they're like camping, and like it was after like Bruder shot the two Mexicans.
Okay.
And they go like they gotta like leave their camp and go set up a cold camp.
Yeah.
The scene where he gets stabbed in the like.
Yeah.
I think he's supposed to be stabbed like in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And they like pulled the knife out from under his armpit to kind of like save money. It seemed like they did it like to save money. Because it looked like they stabbed him like right in between his arms, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm all like, come on, dude. Like, you could have like put in like a little bit of practical effects and just had him be stabbed like directly in the shoulder or like in the chest, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, it just, it kind of like irked me a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
That wasn't like a real place where somebody stabs. Like, if you're going to get stabbed, well, you're going to get stabbed like right in the middle of the chest, you know?
He got shot. The Mexican dude got shot right as that happened.
No, he stabbed him and then he got shot.
Yeah, he already had him stabbed.
Oh, no. It didn't bother me. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
It's nitpicking a little bit.
Yes.
So, all right. Right. Do you guys have anything more you want to add to the movie?
Mannerisms all the way through the entire film. Like, were amazing. From the very beginning to from the way David Arquette freaking portrayed his character, his, and then from Kurt Russell to the even the way he was sipping his soup.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the way he kind of like spilled it when like because it was too hot when he first tried it.
Yeah, and then Chicory, the way he like he pauses and then starts his dialogue and then pauses like his thought.
Yeah,
his thought process from Bruder to the way he even just when he's leaving the bar where he gets his cap and he just you know corrects it, cleans it, and then. Puts it on and then walks out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All the mannerisms all throughout, pretty much in every scene.
Okay. Hell yeah. Sean, you got anything to add to the movie?
No. I think pretty much covered everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we kind of got through the bulk of it. You know, for anybody like listening to this right now, like I really recommend this movie.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
There is like we didn't even talk about the like big gore scene.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. I think we should leave that for our viewers.
Yeah, like if you're into like seeing some like different, really unique gore.
Is it unique?
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty unique.
Yeah, okay. I mean, where have they done that in any other
movie? I mean, I'm not the biggest film buff on gory movies, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I would say it's like very unique.
But it's not gotten a lot.
Yeah. Like for any like people out there like ready for like a, it's not slasher, but it's like
it might bother some people.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're kinda like not really like a little squeamish about gore, then maybe not the probably best pick for you to watch. Yeah. But it's not like throughout the entire movie.
Yeah,
it's,
really there's only a couple scenes.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a few scenes.
Yeah. So really check this out, guys. I'm really like pleading you guys. Like this is probably like out of all the movies we've reviewed so far, this probably is the one I would recommend the most so far.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
This is definitely up in like the top 10-ish movies for me.
Okay. That's so good. Hell yeah. All right, so before we get into the rating, it's game time.
Oh my god.
No, oh yeah.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to explain it to the audience. So this is the part of the podcast where we play a little game. We say a movie quote, and the rest of the guys have to, and the audience, you guys can play along. You guys have to guess the movie where the movie quote is from. So, you guys ready?
I'm not going to get it.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose.
You should get this, because
I'm horrible with quotes.
All right, okay. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
You were the only one who could have gotten to that blood.
Oh, that's easy. The Thing.
Fuck. Yeah?
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm horrible with quotes. Like, I can't think pin quotes to movies.
Oh my god, man. I gotta like do something like something really easy for you, like Hasta La Vista.
Baby. Yeah, I was gonna legit say that. I was like, I'll be back.
I know.
My Princess Bride.
I know. All right, guys. So now let's do our ratings. Who wants to go first?
I'll go now because everybody knows. This is like a 9.9 for me.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. So you recognize it's not perfect.
I would say literally the only part that maybe I agree with you, it kind of grosses me out that I'm saying that, is knife in the armpit.
Okay.
And well, maybe the sex scene. Like you said, it was unnecessary. I could literally nitpick it to where it would almost seem necessary, but yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could have done it better, you know, especially if it was like guy on guy, you know.
Yeah. But 9.9.
A damn
solid.
Jesus Christ, I don't even think we've ever had like a number that like specific, you know, like
yeah,
a rating that specific.
Like, yeah, I give you a point. And that's all you're getting from me. All
right. I'll take it. You want me to go next? Or?
Go for it.
All right. So I gave this movie a 9 out of 10.
You make me sick.
Oh, my God. It's not a perfect movie, man. It's not a 10.
Sick.
But there is, like, so much good to this movie. It was really funny, too, because, like, when I first saw this movie, I saw it like on the shelf at Walmart, and like I'd always pass by it. It was always on the shelf. Every store I ever went to, like it was always on the shelf. Whether it was like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, like I always see it everywhere. And like it's always like cheap too.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like one of those movies that like really went under the radar. Like nobody knows about it. Everybody just passes on it because it just looks like one of those like cheap little like one-off like Western movies that nobody cares about, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But it really surprised me, especially the first time I saw it. It looked completely wowed me, like from beginning to end. Like there's such good writing, you know, such good direction, acting, like everything is like stellar in this movie. It
gets better with every watch too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you start seeing more details pop out there.
Exactly.
Sure. And just like you start to see all the little skulls everywhere.
Yeah.
Freaking.
I know, like this time I finally watched, cause I was like, especially in the opening scene, mm-hmm. When David Arquette and Sid are like walking like into the canyon, mm-hmm. and they're all like, it's all like, what's that? Like, is that some kind of sign? Should we like not go in here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just noticed like that there were like actual like skulls there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is he pointing at? Like rocks or some shit? Mm-hmm. And like, I just noticed it this time first, like for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I give it a 9 out of 10. Sean?
I would probably do even maybe just a tad lower.
Really?
So I'll probably go like 8.5.
Oh, damn. Okay. Right on. I can see that.
Fucking sick.
That's still a really good score.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I never, even my favorite movies, I never rate like 10 out of 10 or even like kind of close. Because, I don't know. There's always going to be some flaws, even if you nitpick a little.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's still like, I still love it.
I know, yeah. When was the first time you saw this movie?
It wasn't long after it came out. I remember I was trying to, I always search for like new horror movies to watch.
Yeah.
And that one popped up and like I said, it was Western horror. So I'm like, oh, I love Westerns. I love horror. So.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, yeah.
I know. I'm so glad you guys recommended it to me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We watched it before you did?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I think you showed it to me.
Yeah.
And then, I think we told you about it.
Yeah. So, thank you guys very much. And for the audience, you're welcome. If you watch this movie and you
they all hate it.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Fucking retard.
All right, guys.
That's great.
If
you hate it, you're an idiot. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my god. Adam doesn't speak for all of us, by the way.
Just find your audience.
Morons!
All right, so Adam is special, and we've got to sign off now.
Like Rock.
Very special.
Says party, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Not special.
All right, guys. So, once again, I'm Chris.
I'm Sean.
I'm Adam.
Thank God he didn't whisper that.
Spooky.
This has been another episode of the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. If you want to check us out, we are on Facebook. You just have to look up the group, Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. You can also email us at threeamigosmoviereviewpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled out completely. There's no numbers in that. But thanks for listening, guys. We look forward to like more horror movies for this month. And we'll see you soon.
Toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Really like